You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that is coming up on Friday, the 1st of November. It's November already, can you believe it? And we've got a great day of racing, really good Friday in fact, with action coming in the afternoon from Wetherby, first day of the Charlie Hall meeting of course, also at Newmarket. They've got some decent racing down Royal, they've got WKD Hurdle Day, Uttoxeter are also in action, and the evening, Newcastle. A bit of history at Newcastle with the first Group 1 ever run on the all-weather in this country in Dundalk over in Ireland. So lots to look forward to. It's live on Racing Radio. And it'll be Gary Catewell, Andy Holding and Craig Forsyth in the studio. And it's an early start as well, 11:50 a.m. A man who I'm sure is glad he didn't have to be here for that sort of time today is Chris Pimlott, and he joins me now. Hello, Pimlott.
Good afternoon to you, Jimmy. Yes, a very early start of that for the boys. But you've got three wise men in that studio tomorrow, so it should be all good stuff with some great racing to look forward to. And you know what things you need to do tomorrow, Jimmy? The first thing you do when you wake up.
What?
White rabbits, white rabbits, white rabbits.
What on earth does that mean?
Always on the first day of the month.
Mm.
Mother's taught me that I must say that and it'll bring you luck.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've never heard that before.
So if you want to have a little winning formula tomorrow, don't forget that. As soon as your little eyes open, white rabbits, white rabbits, white rabbits.
Okay, well, that's good to know. You're looking forward to sort of that half of the... I know you're not a big Christmas person, Pimlott.
Not at all.
But do you enjoy November and December and the wintry months?
Again, it's just getting cracking. On a nice bright day, the colours are so beautiful. The racing now is just starting to come alive. Yeah, there's lots to look forward to, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this weekend's a really good example of that with the Charlie Hall, of course, taking place at Wetherby, and we've got the return of Jumps Racing to Ascot as well on Saturday, and this decent stuff on Friday as well. This is probably one of the better Fridays spread across different tracks that I can think of for a little while. You know, away from a Friday at a big meeting, for example,
There's
a lot of tracks with decent quality racing.
And then don't forget, further afield,
The
Breeders' Cup weekend.
Yeah, that's true, of course.
Santa Anita. All good stuff.
The Breeders' Cup, one of your favourite meetings.
Exactly. I'd love to be out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, that, of course, I should mention that. Betting TV will be showing every race.
Will they?
Free to watch from the Breeders' Cup.
Fantastic.
Online. That's on Friday night and Saturday night, of course. So,
yeah. You've heard it here first.
Guided me towards that little plug there.
Exactly.
Thank you
exactly.
For that.
Not a problem.
I'm
here to prompt.
Let's start off by taking a look at one of the big names we've got in action. This is at Down Royal on Friday, where Sam Crowe is going to make his chasing debut in the 255, a beginner's chase over around about 2.5 miles. Pim is an intriguing prospect, this Sam Crowe, who was such a great novice hurdler a couple of seasons ago. And the wheels kind of came off last year a little bit.
Yeah, they did. I think whether he lost his confidence or lost the plot when he had that fall in the Punchestown Champion Hurdle, I'm not so sure. But he never was the same Sam Crowe last season that we'd seen prior to that. To be fair, he's absolutely different gravy to the others tomorrow afternoon. It should purely be a school round for him. And hopefully that will boost his confidence. I think the trip of 2.3 miles will be ideal. And I just hope he puts in a solid round of jumping and gives the old Giggingstown boys something to look forward to again this year, because they must have been bitterly disappointed with his performances last year when he was sent off favourite on all three occasions.
You think about this time last year, or maybe it was a little bit earlier than this time last year, and there was this big old debate raging on about whether Sam Crowe was going to go hurdling or chasing. It was like one of the big talking points going into last season.
Yeah,
they've ended up going down the hurdling route. It hasn't worked out. Interesting that quite often we do see fences sort of rejuvenate a horse, and you think about horses who maybe showed great form as novice hurdlers, didn't quite go on in senior hurdling ranks, and they then, I mean, Deffy de Soil, for example, last season would be like a really good example of that. A horse has recaptured their form, their old form, as soon as they've been turned over fences. Do you think Sam Crowe is a likely candidate for that?
It could well be. I mean, as I say, he did absolutely nothing wrong in his hurdling career as a juvenile novice. And then, as I say, the wheels just fell off it for whatever reason last year. Tung Tai on for the first time tomorrow afternoon. Kevin Donoghue takes the mount. Again, I'm not sure if he's ridden him before. I would think that's very unlikely. Or certainly unlikely that he's ridden him in public. And as I say, I think his stable mate, Dortmund Park, will be his main danger. Mark Enright takes the mount there. He's way inferior to Sam Crowe on official ratings, but he's about the best of the rest tomorrow afternoon.
And finally, on Sam Crowe, they're putting Tongue Strap on for the first time. Would you read too much into that?
Wouldn't read too much into that, no. It's no big deal. No big deal. They obviously feel that it'll just keep the airway clear, and that might help him along. Whether he's had an issue in the past, that remains to be seen, but I think if it had a big issue, then that would have been sorted over his summer break.
Well, he's going to be a very, very short price, Sam Crowe. So we haven't got him in as one of the horses, or that race as one of the races where we're going to be looking to him as for a selection for Friday. Instead, we're going to be heading to two slightly more competitive races, both taking place in the north of England. And we'll start off in the afternoon, 3:05 at Wetherby. First day of the Charlie Hall Chase meeting. Do you enjoy this meeting, Pimmers?
Oh, a cracking meeting, yeah. Always is a good meeting. Looks like the ground's going to be absolutely perfect, just on the soft side of good. And again, hopefully they'll get rewarded with big fields.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So I'm actually going to Charlie Hall Day for the first time I've ever been before.
All right, okay, you'll enjoy it. Yeah. Wrap up warm, it's always cold at Wetherby.
It is, isn't it? I've been before for other meetings, and I guess because it's so exposed,
yeah,
I'm always absolutely feel like I'm going to freeze my fingers off whenever I'm there. So top tip, if you're going to Wetherby and haven't been before. But on the Friday, one of the highlights is assisted handicap chase. So we're just shy of 2.5 miles. And we got some names we've come to know and love in the handicap chase ranks over the last few seasons here, Pimmers. We have actually priced this race up at time of recording. Guitar Pete, 7-2 joint favourite with Happy Diva. Catalan Miranda Soil is 4-1. 9-2 for Born Survivor. Cracking Find, 9-1 with Splash of Ginge. 11-1 for Go Long. And Demi Sang is 16-1.
So, yeah, competitive market there. So that tells the nature of the race. Guitar Pete, again, a son of Dark Angel, which you wouldn't think would be playing his trade over 2 miles and half and 4 furlongs over jumps, but just shows how sometimes that breeding can get you wrong. Again, he's been running well enough, consistent, without quite getting there. He ran well at Cheltenham the last time we saw him back on the 15th of December. And again, prior to that, he also ran at Cheltenham again at the November meeting. So we haven't seen him for quite some time. That'd be a slight concern, but he's a course and distance winner in the past. And I'd imagine that Nicky Richards will have him fully wound up for his debut tomorrow afternoon. So he certainly comes into the race as a player. Splash of Ginge has been a great old favourite of mine. Just seems to have lost the plot. And the handicapper doesn't seem to be relenting in his favour either. So I'd have to leave him out of the equation. And the other one I thought was interesting was Happy Diva, who ran plenty well enough in defeat last time out. But I'm going to take a chance with Born Survivor, who, to be fair, he will have to be like his name, a born survivor, because the handicapper took a dim view of his success at Ayr on the 12th of April of this year by bunging him up £10 from 142 to 152. So he's really taken no chances with the son of King's Theatre. But the yard will make sure that this horse is fit for his debut run of the season. He is a C&D winner in the past. Despite the burden of 11 stone 12, he'd be the selection. Born Survivor.
Born Survivor for the Skeltons, Dan and Harry, then in the 3:05 at Wetherby for Pimmers. And in the evening, we've got a little bit of history taking place at Newcastle. The rescheduled Virgin Futurity Trophy, of course, is meeting abandoned at Doncaster about a week and a half ago, just under a week ago it was, in fact. It feels like longer than that. Anyway, Group 1 over a mile for Colts and Fillies, 2-year-olds, of course. Mogul, the 7-4 favourite at time of recording. Kinross, 9-4, 13-2 for Innistry. Kamiko is 7-1, 14s for Bowton, 18s for Tamanai, and it's bigger prices for the rest. First of all, Pimmers, before we get on to like this winner or anything like that, it is good to see that with the date and venue of the race having been changed, we've got a bigger field and a more diverse field as well in terms of the yards represented.
Yeah, I think first of all, you've got to give the BHA some credit in that they've moved this race very quickly. Everybody who was obviously involved felt that the artificial surface was a good idea. None of the horses actually have run on an artificial surface as of yet, so it'll be interesting to see who takes to it and who doesn't. But again, we've got now, rather than the old Aidan O'Brien dominance in the race like it was going to be doing when he was running on the turf. We have got a few more players to make it a little bit more interesting. So that can only benefit the race, really, and hopefully benefit the sponsor so that he'll continue to support this race. So good field to be had. Obviously, Mogul's interesting, has done nothing wrong. He's very, very progressive. This trip will suit him down to the ground, and I think he's a worthy favourite, to be honest. Kinross, well, again, he's only had one run, this son of Kingman, but that was a very, very good performance, winning by 8 lengths there. And again, that form has looked pretty solid. Trip should suit him, and you'd imagine that, again, he's another one that's going to go further and progress to be into a really nice sort of horse.
The Times people have been telling me they've been very excited about what Kinross did on debut.
The Times.
The Stopwatch Dwellers.
Oh, I thought you meant the paper. I was going to say, no. It's never a paper I managed to be able to afford.
No, Times. No. I don't think
and a bit difficult
talk about
for
Kinross much.
Yeah. But anyway, Kinross, yeah, he's an interesting player. And again, he's in good hands with Rafe Beckett. And then after that, we go to a bit bigger prices, a little bit of each way prices for you if you're in there. And if I was going to go for a little bit each way, I know he's been second the last twice we've seen him, Kamiko, but I just think that this could be interesting for him. I think the surface will suit this son of Kitten's Joy, and I think he'd be a player. I think we've got him priced up at about 7-1. He'd be my idea of the value bet each way.
Of course, he was originally going to be the only non-Mallet Oil horse in the race when it was down to be run at Doncaster. Now, one of a whole variety of horses from UK Yards, Kamiko for Andrew Balding and Asheen Murphy, 7-1, the selection for Pimmers in the Verti Futurity Trophy. Do we need a, or maybe not do we need, probably the wrong term, would it be a good idea to have a permanent Group 1 on the all-weather Pimmers? I know a few of the traditionalists might not like that very much. But
Well, listen, look at the trainers that have come into the race tomorrow. I mean, look what John Gosden's done. He set Enable off here at Newcastle. There's nothing wrong with this surface. And again, we've got support of Rafe Beckett, Andrew Balding, Emmett Mullins, Jim Bolger, William Haggis. You know, they're all the big boys are here to play. So it's got to be a good thing. And, you know, it might be the way forward for one or two of these horses, because lots of them, with the definitely the American pedigrees, are going to relish this surface.
6 o'clock for the Verti Futurity Trophy live on William Hill Racing Radio. Join us for all the day's action throughout the afternoon on Friday and also across the weekend, of course. Join us tomorrow for another edition of the podcast and Pimmers. Thanks for being with us today.
Happy punting.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.